with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Multiple victims were reported in a shooting Thursday at Florida State University, and a suspect was taken into police custody. The extent of the victim's injuries was not immediately known. Florida State student Joshua Sermon says he was first alerted when he heard what he thought was the fire alarm go off.
It sounds a little different, though. And I'm just saying, active shooter. Yeah, you kind of just, like, panic a little bit in the moment. Just like, man, is that real? Like, take a little bit to process, and then you get to your safe area. I went to a little cubby space, and then you just look down at your phone, look at the news, and, like, start to process it. Like, damn, some people just got shot a couple feet away from me.
President Trump is complaining about the Federal Reserve and says Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come fast enough.
Interest rates should be down now. They should be coming down. In Europe, as you know, they reduced them, I guess, 7 times. It looks like they're going to reduce them again and again and again. But our guy wants to play cute.
The president is unhappy with Powell's comments this week that tariffs will likely lead to higher inflation. California will sue to stop President Trump's tariffs.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the president lacks the authority to impose a 10% tariff on all imports and that enacting such tariffs requires approval from Congress. The Democratic governor also says the tariffs are driving up prices and threatening jobs in California. The lawsuit will ask for the tariffs to be blocked. Newsom's announcement comes days after he asked countries to exempt California exports from retaliatory tariffs. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 527 points, the Nasdaq dropped 20, the S&P 500 advanced 7. This is SRN News. The White House is taking on Ivy League schools over anti-Semitism.
Several large universities have been targeted in the Trump administration's aggressive crackdown against campus anti-Semitism. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt describes the effort as common sense.
Jewish American students or students of any faith should not be illegally harassed and targeted on our nation's college campuses.
Harvard University is the first school to openly defy the Trump administration's demands for sweeping changes, citing its constitutional rights. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference is applauding Governor Mike Huckabee's confirmation as U.S. Ambassador to Israel. Conference President Reverend Samuel Rodriguez describes Huckabee as a defender of life and liberty and a prophetic voice for this generation. The group's the largest Latino Christian network in America. This is SRN News. A federal judge permanently struck down an Ohio law that would have required children and teens under 16 to get parental consent to use social media apps.
The decision comes in a lawsuit filed by NetChoice, a trade group representing TikTok, Meta, and other major tech companies. The organization's complaint argued that the law unconstitutionally impedes free speech and is overly broad and vague. The state contends the law is needed to protect children from the harms of social media. And a spokesperson for Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost said they're still determining their next steps. John Scott reporting.
The chief of police for the Dallas Independent School District says the student who shot 4 students when he opened fire at a Dallas high school this week was in and out of the building in less than 2 minutes and is believed to have been targeting a specific student. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.